You're listening to SBS News.
Thousands more Afghans who may be targets of Taliban violence due to their U.S. affiliations will have the opportunity to resettle as refugees in the United States under a program announced by the State Department. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said it applies to Afghans who do not qualify for the special immigration visa program that covers interpreters and others who worked for the U.S. government and their families. The Priority 2 refugee program will cover Afghans who worked for U.S.-funded projects and for U.S.-based non-government bodies and media outlets.
Today, the State Department is announcing a new resettlement program for Afghans who assisted the United States but who do not qualify for special immigrant visas. We've created a Priority 2, or P2, designation, granting access to the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program for many of these Afghans and their family members.
Mr. Blinken said the United States had an obligation to make sure the U.S. is making good on its commitments to those who in particular put their lives on the line for America.
Afghans who worked with the United States or the International Security Assistance Force at some point since 2001 are facing acute fears of persecution or retribution that will likely grow as coalition forces leave the country. We have a special responsibility to these individuals. They stood with us. We will stand with them.
Afghans who apply for the visa will be contacted by email to let them know they are in a U.S. government system and will then have to make their own way out of Afghanistan to a third country. Once there, they will wait 12 to 14 months for their application to be processed. Mr. Blinken said the United States would continue to work through diplomatic channels to ensure safety, security, and stability in Afghanistan.
Even as we withdraw our forces from Afghanistan, the United States and our partners remain deeply engaged. We'll continue to work toward an Afghanistan where all Afghans can live in safety and security, and we will continue our support for Afghan institutions and for the gains that the Afghan people have made over the past 20 years. Our partnership with the people of Afghanistan will endure long after our service members have departed. We will keep engaging intensely in diplomacy, to advance negotiations between the Afghan government and the Taliban with the goal of a political solution, which we believe is the only path to lasting peace.
U.S. President Joe Biden has faced pressure to aid Afghans at risk of Taliban retaliation because of their association with the United States during the 20-year war. The program, which the State Department said could help many thousands of Afghans, comes as fighting surges in Afghanistan ahead of the formal completion of the U.S. troop withdrawal at the end of this month, with the Taliban pushing to capture key provincial capitals. On Monday, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani blamed the American troops' speedy pullout from his country for the intensified violence seen over the past few months.
The situation which we're facing is due to the sudden decision. I told the American president that I respect your decision because it was his decision, but I knew that this decision will have some consequences and the crisis management will be put on Afghans.
Mr. Ghani urged lawmakers to back a national mobilization drive against the Taliban amid an intensifying war between them and Afghan government forces over the past few months as U.S. and NATO troops complete their pullout from the war-torn country. In his address, Mr. Ghani said an imported hasty peace process, a reference to Washington's push for negotiations between Kabul and the Taliban, was a problem.
This peace process created doubt and ambiguity, and its result is the situation which we and you see. I want to repeat here that our priority in Republic lines is a lasting or just peace, but unfortunately, I see the Taliban and their supporters intend sedition.
He added that his administration will now focus on protecting provincial capitals, cities, and major urban areas in the face of the rapidly advancing Taliban. Mr. Ghani said the Taliban are not committed to peace and that if his government cannot sit knee to knee at the real negotiating table, Afghan forces will break the Taliban's knees on the battleground. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price acknowledged that the Taliban is responsible for outrageous and atrocious acts of violence in Afghanistan.
Well, there's one party that is, in most cases, responsible for the outrageous and atrocious acts of violence that have been perpetrated against the Afghan people, and that's the Taliban. Of course, other terrorist groups, ISIS-K, also active, but we have seen an increase in these ongoing Taliban attacks. They show little regard for human life, for the rights of the Afghan people, including the basic right of the Afghan people to live in safety and security.
Mr. Price was challenged by Associated Press reporter Matt Lee during the State Department press conference, resulting in a testy exchange between the two. Mr. Lee said the U.S. had not met any of the Taliban's demands since meeting in Doha.
This is nuts, what you guys keep saying. The secretary himself said, they say that they want international, they want their leaders to be able to travel. They don't want sanctions. There's nothing that has happened that they have done on the ground over the course of the last several months, since April, since this was announced, to suggest that they, in fact, do want what you guys hope that they want.
The Taliban,
is there? Can you name one thing?
The Taliban continue to engage in Doha. There has been progress in Doha.
You know what? If I had a room at the Four Seasons in Doha and it was negotiating, I would say whatever. But that doesn't matter what happens in Doha, frankly.
It absolutely does. No,
the exchange continued with Mr. Price telling Mr. Lee he was mixing his personal opinions with facts.
Absolutely does.
No, what matters is the atrocities that you even say, Matt, are being committed on the ground right now and are getting worse every day.
Matt, I'm afraid we might be mixing personal opinions with...
It's not. It's fact. You admit it. You acknowledged it, that it's getting worse. You acknowledge that there are horrendous... I'll go back to my notes.
Any Afghan government will seek a few things. Number one is durability. It would not be to the Taliban's benefit. It would not be to anyone's benefit to have a government that is beset by civil war and violence.
Fair enough. But you're the one, your words, outrageous and atrocious.
Absolutely.
Attacks against
Absolutely.
The Afghan people that are only getting worse.
Meanwhile, Human Rights Watch says Iran and Pakistan have both boosted security along their borders, making it more difficult for Afghans trying to take advantage of the visa program, which was announced today. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.